Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we're going to talk about going truly green in your home. Environmental preservation has become more popular than ever, with every celebrity, public official, and that annoying neighbor spreading the word on the importance of environmentalism. It's becoming difficult not to get involved and board the eco train. But going green doesn't mean you have to give up on any of your life's small pleasures. It means you'll implement smart changes into your lifestyle that'll not only make your day brighter and healthier, but it'll also help the earth survive these difficult times. Sound good? All right. First of all, start saving water. Have you ever heard stories saying that by 2040, world wars will be fought over not land, but over water? These stories are rarely media manipulations or myths. These stories are the real deal. Drinking water supplies are becoming scarcer than ever, with many countries, such as those in the Middle East, Asia, and Africa, having to resort to importing water and placing a higher value on it than gold or oil. You can contribute to the fight against wasting water by optimizing your home for water saving. If you think about it, water is a resource that the majority of us take for granted. We're spoiled by it, taking long showers, letting the sink run while we wash the dishes, and using water-dependent appliances like washing machines, dishwashers, and water boilers that not only waste precious water, but also waste energy. Saving water is simple and efficient. The cheapest way to save water is by placing buckets in the shower or in the sink to collect water every time you use it. This way, you can later water your garden or fill up the toilet tank with water that would otherwise be wasted. Remember, every time you use the toilet, you're flushing it with drinkable water, which is another major problem. Additionally, you can install systems for water collection and usage regulation, along with replacing all of the faucets and shower heads with low flow ones that'll limit the time you spend in the shower, washing dishes, and using water in general. Reduced waste production. Now, household waste production is at an all-time high. As much as 1.3 billion tons of food is being wasted each year, so it's our responsibility to aid in the preservation of the ecosystem by trying to reduce the amount of wasted food. Now, if you think your family doesn't waste food, take a closer look at what you're throwing away at the end of the month or your next grocery haul and multiply it by 12. Be sure to sit down beforehand because you're going to be in shock. Another good way you can contribute to the war on global food waste is by implementing some small changes into your daily routine that'll not only save you time and money, but it'll also be good for your health. First of all, plan your daily or weekly meals so that you can make a grocery list consisting only of the things your family absolutely needs. This helps the world because you're not wasting as much food as you used to, so the costs and resources for farming and transportation will be lowered. By solely buying the things you need, you also present a good example for your family. More is not always better, and they absolutely don't need that bag of chips when they have a fridge full of healthy food. Secondly, limiting your choices enables you to focus more on healthy foods rich with proteins, healthy fats, vitamins, and minerals. When presented with fewer options, people usually tend to gravitate towards the necessities and opt for the healthier choice. This would soon turn into a healthy habit. Finally, do your best to help the environment by creating a compost pile in your garden. Take a minute to learn the town's recycling schedule and recycle as much as possible. Also, try to implement the zero waste home policy. The environment will thank you. Go energy efficient. Energy consumption is at an all-time high with the rise of industrialism and overpopulation, and an ever-growing number of people in the world are being deprived of this resource many of us take for granted. When we take energy for granted, we tend to waste it. This is not only costly for the environment, but also deals a heavier blow on your budget every month. Home appliances are the biggest energy consumers, and even when you're not using them, but leaving them plugged in, they're consuming, or rather wasting, energy. But there is a solution, as very small changes in your routine can fix this problem. Start by turning off and unplugging the TV, your computer, and any other appliance you're not using, including chargers. Make sure you switch off the lights whenever you exit a room, and turn off all the lights when you're not at home. Additionally, use programmable thermostat that will automatically regulate the temperature in your home by setting it a couple degrees lower than usual during the winter and a couple degrees higher during the summer. It's a small difference for you, but a big one for the environment. Also, try to rely less on air conditioning during these seasons. Further, instead of using the dryer every time, simply hang your laundry and let it dry naturally. Finally, if you absolutely need a lot of devices in your home, try investing into smart energy-saving ones or get yourself an energy-saving box that can auto-regulate energy consumption and turn off power for those devices that are not being used. You can also calculate your budget, insulate your home, and upgrade the ventilation system. Make some green changes, literally. Now, going green is not only about environmentalism, but it's also about the quality of your life. You should feel relaxed and positive in your home, surrounded by the things that make you smile and feel good about yourself. There are plenty of changes that you can implement that will not only bring out the zen ambience of the entire house, but are also friendly to the ecosystem. While patios are often covered in tiles or wood, there's other options you can use that'll make the area stand out and give it a more natural look. Install turf panels. The trick is best used if your property cannot support a garden or a lawn, as it enables you to create one right on your patio. The result is a vibrant natural feel that not only looks more interesting than your neighbor's patio, but also allows you to create a personal oasis in your home. Additionally, if you have a balcony or live in an apartment, you might have had a hard time growing real grass in a place like that, but if you want a unique look and you feel you can absolutely have it by installing balcony turf panels and turn your otherwise unimpressive view into something magical. Furthermore, this solution is perfect if you want your kids to be surrounded by green surfaces or if you want to enjoy each morning in a healthy, more natural environment. As you can tell, going green is not only a worthy cause, but it's also fun and fulfilling. The small changes you make today can have a great impact on the earth tomorrow, and it's our duty to leave our kids with a world worth living in. To learn more about this and other environmental issues, globalissues.org. That's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.